This program is part of the Ulagal Radio Network. Ulagal Radio, going beyond the pew, proclaiming truth, and encouraging the brethren.
Thank you for joining us today. This is the podcast, The Christian Counselor. My name is Jeremy Northrop. There are questions that we ask ourselves every day, some of which may have ethical dilemmas and other conflicts internally when we try to make decisions. And over the past few podcasts, we've been discussing principles that Christians can use to help make decisions, or at least to help make better decisions in their lives. Some of the decisions we make don't have a significant consequence, but then there are decisions that, of course, have eternal consequences. And oftentimes, we're faced with questions. Do I really need to do this? Should I be involved in this particular activity or in this particular item that we're thinking about? One principle that every Christian should use is, of course, the principle of prayer. It probably does not surprise you that we will begin with this idea in 1 Thessalonians 5 at verse 17. Paul was, of course, bringing the book of 1 Thessalonians to a close and gave some final concluding thoughts, some final admonitions to the church there in Thessalonica. And among other things, he said, pray without ceasing. Now, when we think about prayer, oftentimes we think about this very passage, and we're quick to point out, quick to realize, that Paul was not literally saying we should pray 100% of the time, all the time, pray without ceasing, but that this should be a mindset of Christians to engage in prayer frequently about the different things that go on. It's interesting that we can pray not because God needs us to pray, but because we need to realize how much we need God. And God encourages us through the model prayer that Jesus gives, through the Lord's Prayer that Jesus prayed in John 17, and other passages. The Bible encourages us to pray even about the seemingly insignificant or little things. Perhaps the reason that we must pray before meals is to constantly remind ourselves that even the food that we eat is something that comes from God. The air that we breathe comes from God. But then, of course, there are more significant things in our lives, injuries, car accidents, family crises, and others, where we look and say, well, I've got to pray about this. And we see the sincere need, the real need, to pray over these things. There are some things that seem rather obvious. We make statements that perhaps we need to think a little bit more deeply about them. We'll say, well, if it's the Lord's will, I'll be at worship service on Sundays. We already know that's the Lord's will. The Bible tells us not to forsake the assembly, but to engage in assembling with the saints. If it's the Lord's will, I'll teach someone the gospel this week. Again, we already know that's the Lord's will. The Bible's very clear about those things. Or we'll say something like, well, I need to pray about this, when we know that it's something we don't need to engage in. Maybe we're thinking about going to a movie that has questionable content. Maybe we're thinking about going to a place where we don't know if we can live righteous and godly. If we pray about these things, then it helps us to better understand what we should do with these things. That's the principle of prayer as laid out in the Bible. Can I pray about this? If it's not something we can openly pray about, if it's something we might be more secretive about, then maybe that's a pretty clear indication to us that we shouldn't do it. 1 Peter 3 at verse 12 says, the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are always open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. One final thought when we think about this principle of prayer, and that is, be sure to use prayer as a first response, not as a last resort. When we wake up in the morning, we pray to God for blessings over our day. When we sit down to meals, we pray to God in thanksgiving for the things that He's given us. throughout our day, when we have that difficulty, that seemingly insignificant matter that just frustrates us a little bit, maybe it'd be better to engage in prayer about those things. When we look at prayer as a first response, it's much better than to wait till things get so bad that we don't know what else to do besides pray. Sometimes we get in situations when we think all we can do now is pray, when the truth is we should have been praying all along. Prayer should be a first response, not a last resort. My name is Jeremy Northrop, and this is The Christian Counselor.